Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. How are you guys? Are you good? Are you well? Are you being blessed? Is everything being good, done good for you? Hey, this is Wardell Potts Jr. and Solar wants to dance, y'all. So can we do that here today on Solar Records Radio? Can we get together and just do our thing? We really want to do it. We really want to be blessed. And I just want to say hello to all our friends around the world. May God bless you and keep you. I hope you are well. Hope God is taking care of you. Anyway, this is Wardell, and we want to have a great time. So let's loosen up a little bit and get going here on Solar Records Radio, all right? God is good, man. Oh, is everything, what's that? Yeah, okay. So is everything, we have a problem with our weather out here in Texas. So it's not really a weather thing. It's more of a fire situation. And it's the biggest fire we've ever had in Texas. Over 1 million acres have been burnt out. So we want to make sure we pray for our brothers and sisters that are dealing with that up in the northern part of Texas here. So let's keep them in prayer. Okay, guys? Thank you so much. We appreciate your love and all your concern. All right, let's get going. Got to work out, warm up, get going. Come on, guys.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special treat for you tonight. I'm going to call my friend Ollie up here to sing to you ladies. Ollie, let's go, man.
Give up without a fight.
right from the very start that you could be the one. God's greatest creation, are a work of art.
You are the one for me. I can't explain it, glad that we made it. There's no other love for me. Amazing, we arrived. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew I wasn't special,
come around.
Look what we found. You are the one for me. I can't explain it, glad that we made it. There's no other love for me. Amazing, we arrived. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew I wasn't special.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome The Time.
We'll be right back. and change the way I walk, the way I talk. I cannot explain the things I feel for you, but girl, you know it's true. I stay with me, I feel my truth, and I'll be all you need.
Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me, girl?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Guys, guess who
good
we
morning.
Have on the... Good morning, sweetheart. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you?
Oh, man. So we got JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls hanging out with us today here on Solar Records Radio. We are so blessed. We are so blessed.
Yes.
How you doing? Hey, listen, I know it's early in California, especially for you musician people. I know it's early.
Yes, it is. This is an ungodly hour for us.
But you are so kind. You are so kind, and you just kept on liking the stuff. And I was like, man, this girl is, I'm going to call her.
That's right. And don't think I don't be listening to it, too. When I mean, it may be a day later, so. But I'm listening. Trust me.
All right, that's
I'm
my girl.
Y'all, you got all of the stuff that I used to listen to. All of the stuff I used to really like. So it's not hard to listen to it. I just sometimes I'll be late for work.
You are
that's
good.
My first love is music. That's my
Amen.
First love. Everything else comes second.
Wow. Joe's in the house. You know, I love listening to your voice. I love your voice on all the stuff that you put out, the new stuff that you put out, the stuff that you did with the Mary Jane Girls, and I just love your voice, and I just love your humility. I love how you really, really just like, are you sure you like it? Like, what? Am
but
I
that's
sure?
Important though, you know, because I try to do what I like a lot of times, but it's like, well, you don't have to. I'm not the only one that has to like this, especially if it's going to have airplay. Everybody else has to like it, or at least I would like for them to like it.
Right. Absolutely. So then, you know, today we're getting our workout on. I'm trying to encourage all our buddies, our guys. Our guys, we get really lazy on the weekend. We want to sit on the couch and just lay there and look at football and stuff. But what kind of encouragement you may have for the ladies? And is there anything you want to say to them to encourage them to get moving and groove? Because you don't have to work out. You can just do stuff around the house. You could just, you know, do different things. Do you have anything that comes to mind that maybe you could share?
Oh, yeah. Because I'm making my coffee now. I know I'm not supposed to be drinking that stuff. But what I do is I get up in the morning and I stretch. Because of when the pandemic hit, I was going to the gym. I used to go to the gym a lot. I lived in the gym or walked outside. I always was physical, always physical. And what I had to do during the pandemic was I couldn't go to the gym, couldn't go outside, couldn't do anything. So I just started, I remembered all of the stuff that I, you know, learned, you know, like early on in gym classes and then later on in the dance classes. That's what I do. I still do it.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
It's like, it's movement. And sometimes, you know, when I get bored, I'll put my headphones on and I'll find something and I'll just dance for an hour. I'll find a YouTube, radio station like you guys. I'll find something and just dance for an hour.
Absolutely.
My thing to say to the ladies, keep it moving. Keep it moving. It hurts at first. And if you hit stop, then it may take you a couple of weeks to get maybe a month to get yourself back together. Don't get discouraged. Because this is your body. You live in it.
That's right.
And eat healthy, you know, like, you know, your carbs and your sugars and stuff like that. No. You got to have some, but not as many as sometimes I even eat.
Absolutely.
You gotta keep it moving. Keep a healthy diet. You know, your fruits and vegetables, lots of water. Take your vitamins, and more importantly, pray. Your spirit lives in your body.
Wow.
Man,
we got JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls encouraging us. And thank you. That is so beautiful. We need to hear that. Because when we're younger, you know, we get up every day, go to school, and, you know, we hardly eating anything. We're not, you know, we're just running and grabbing whatever and keep going. And, you know, and that right there in itself helps you to keep your weight off because you're not really you're so busy, you know, the whole time.
Yeah.
And so then when you get older, you know, we kind of like, we're not doing that kind of, and we're eating a lot more. I mean, we find enjoyment in food. You know, it's like, oh, I got to have this. Oh, I got to have, oh, man. You know, and we enjoy getting.
That comes from marketing, too.
Yeah, there you go.
So you got to be careful because they want money.
Absolutely. That's right.
They don't care if they destroy your health because they get money. I'm sorry, I'm being honest.
That's right.
Yeah, everything's got sugar in it.
That's right. I mean, just like Just like cigarettes, when they talk about come up to the cool taste, the coolest taste in these cigarettes, they don't tell you it causes cancer. No, they don't tell you that part.
And the cool Marlboro Man back in the day, the cool Marlboro Man on the horse, right?
Right.
And
exactly.
I remember being a kid, and they actually marketed cigarettes to women. It was Virginia Slims.
Yeah.
It was real thin, long cigarette with, you know, had flowers on the paper. I mean, it was real cute.
Oh, yeah.
I never picked up that habit.
Yeah,
that was one habit I never picked up smoking.
Me either. Now, I did try it because my dad's store, he sold cigarettes, and it wasn't in the machine. So I would just, you know, always give people the package and get the money. And so then I was just like, well, let me try it, too.
What are you going to do with that, though?
I just was trying it because it was just there, right? I was like, oh, this is the nastiest stuff ever. And so I just didn't do it. But, you know, it's just, you know, we got to be careful with marketing because they will come at you. They come at us all the time. And so we got to be careful, you know, about some of the stuff that we allow in our brain, because then it will come out, you know, eventually.
It's
and so you
easy
gotta...
because it's you're bombarded with it.
Yes.
I took a course. It was a summer course. It was called The Psychology of the Consumer. It was very interesting how they market products to people. The first thing that I learned in that is that it's like everybody's got to have it. And if you don't have it, you're not part of the group, or you're not part of the crowd, or you're not in, or whatever. You're not popular. You have to do what the popular people do. And if the popular people all have this pencil, you have to have one too, because if you don't, they're going to pretty much shun you.
Yeah.
That's part of marketing. Everything is marketed to you. You're bombarded with it, and everybody says, "Oh, do you have this yet? Oh, do you have this yet?" I'm not going to name any products because I don't want to get sued. But you know, everything, the latest thing, you have to have it. And unfortunately, we are consumers.
That's
right. Consumers, and the marketing has gotten even more aggressive. It's very aggressive now.
Yes.
So be careful what you watch, what you listen to, you know, I mean, as far as like your diet and a lot of things that we listen to that just get inside our head.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate your wisdom on that information, because that really helps. And guys, listen, I hope you're just walking and pacing if you're not. I know y'all trying to listen to JoJo, but please keep on working out. We only got 15 minutes more to work out, so please keep walking. Hey, listen, JoJo, can you tell us a little bit about this song when you were on stage? Like, was there like any special moments when you guys perform all night long? I mean, was there any special moment that you could share with the listeners wherever you were in the world performing it? It doesn't matter. Just, you know, kind of tell us. But tell us where you were when you were performing, what country, what state, wherever you were performing this song. And even if it was in the studio recording it, what was that special moment for you that you'll never forget?
The recording?
Yes.
The recording of it. We recorded in Sausalito, California, in a studio that everybody, you know, had been in. Everybody had recorded there. It was the place there for all, like most of the stars, whatever. And we were doing all night long. And Rick kept telling me, he said, "Don't lock in on these lyrics, because I'm going to change them." And I think they must have gotten under turning in the project, and we had to hurry up and do this song. And he said, "Look, once you go in here, I like what you did."
Rick James. Okay.
I'm sorry. I had to make me specific. Rick James.
So
he said, "We got to get in here. You got to do this song, and we got to push it." And he handed me the new lyric sheet. Here's the lyrics. they were nothing like what I had learned before, and I had actually locked on to
he said don't
so lie. If it sounds like I'm reading off a paper on that song, to me, even when I listen now, it sounds like I'm reading it off the paper.
No, it doesn't sound like that does. It doesn't sound like, I mean, to me, it's just a jam. I mean, you are literally reading the words as you're recording it.
Yeah.
Wow. Because you had to be. I'm sorry?
I said it's like I was nervous, and it's like, and even to this day, I listen to it, say, you still sound like you're reading off the paper. And the little accent parts, you know, there were little accent parts that that everybody, I guess, they're kind of subliminal, but not those parts. That was kind of difficult to, I mean, it's basically you have to be an actor or an actress to be in the studio, but they can't see you.
Yes,
so you have to be expressive in your vocal, in your expressive in your just communication.
Yes,
you have to be able to communicate in a way that it tells a story. And that was the one that was difficult, but it was fun. It was fun.
Wow. Amazing.
And at the time, I know everybody's working out, but what I had to drink because I had a cold too, and I was a little congested when I did that. So Grand Marnier was the shot of the moment, and that ain't nothing but sugar.
You know what? That's my drink, Grand Marnier.
Is it good?
Oh, I don't drink it that often, but when I do, if I do have a drink,
it's a treat.
Someone says, what's your preference? I go, Grand Marnier, you know, and I'll say, and this is the other thing that's kind of slippery. I said, can you put it in a tall glass?
Yeah,
because I don't want the little glass. I want a big glass of it. Yeah,
exactly, because it's sweet.
Yeah,
and it needs ice.
It is a dessert.
And I, when I did drink a little, I mean, when I was in the club, a bartender introduced me to that. I think, like I said, for me, I was congested. And it's basically just whiskey and it's cognac. And it's orange cognac and whatever. I don't even want to know what that sweet stuff is that they have. I don't want to know.
Oh, wow.
But it's good. It's really good for you if you have a cold.
Okay.
Or like congestion and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
You can put it in tea. Yeah, you can put it in tea or drink it straight. So that particular night that we did that song, I was drinking shots. And
yeah. Wow, you're feeling good. Well,
that's just a backstory. Don't judge me. I'm sorry.
Don't judge me. Oh, no.
Everybody working out. And I'm talking about all of this sugar. I mean, the sugar is sweetest drink on the planet.
Well, you know, because we all human, right? We all human. And so we are all in this together, you know. And so like, you know, we all have bad habits. I mean, that's just a habit that, you know, it was a good habit. It was a good bad habit.
Exactly.
Because I don't drink it that often. But when I do, it's the whoa, man! This is where have you been?
it's a treat, you know. It's,
right.
It's a treat. It's expensive now.
It's expensive, and they have it locked away. It's all locked up. You got to get the key to get that out. I used to buy it all the time, and now I stopped buying it because it wasn't just a treat anymore. I mean, I was just treating myself to death. It was always, I was like, whoa, I'm like, kill, I can't buy this stuff anymore. And so now that I moved out here in the country, it's hard to find it anyway. I live in the country, and it's hard to find it. I'm kind of glad, I even though I miss the city, I'm glad that I'm in the country at times, And sometimes I really miss the city life. I just need to see people. I'm get sick of seeing animals and trees and grass all the time. I want to see some humans,
yeah,
have some interaction.
Yeah, because you probably spent more time in the city in your life than in the country. So it's going to be like that.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So
now, right now, I'm all what you just saying, the trees and the air, fresh air, and you know, some animals and stuff like that. See, I'm ready for that right now. But
right, right,
I know me,
right.
I probably wouldn't be able to do that for long.
Right, right, right. You're like, okay. Because
I'm a people person.
I know I've been here for an hour, but I got to go.
Okay.
I've been here for an hour.
I know.
But that's all you get. I got to get back to the city. Oh,
yeah.
I'm craving concrete, man. I need some concrete in my life.
I need some concrete. I mean,
I'm so done with the dirt and the mud. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
But it
can be a little. My grandmother had a farm, and in East Aurora, New York.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
And,
nice.
Yeah. And we used to go Sundays, some Sundays, like, you know. She owned it with, it was just a group of people, and she was part owner in this farm.
Right, right.
And she
yeah.
would go and pick up vegetables and fruits and stuff like that, and she would take us with us. I hated it. I absolutely hated it.
Oh, you're like
it took 2 hours to drive, 2 hours back, and then we're gonna be there all day. So we'd be going early in the morning and staying all day. And then being a little kid, there's no other children out there. There's no, I mean, it's just the next farm was like a couple of miles away or something. It was,
I
hated
I know.
It, but I wish I could do that now.
I know. We got to be careful about that. We got. Get our kids to pay attention. Like, okay, I know you kind of don't want to see your auntie or your grandparents right now, but they're not going to be here forever. So you need to try to enjoy them while we can, okay? So, and you're like, yeah, but man, all she wants to do is pick cotton.
I don't want to pick
cotton.
You know, but anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to play your song. We got 5 more minutes
Uh-oh.
Left in our workout. And for those who want to keep on working out with us for another 20 minutes, you can do that, all right? And we appreciate you. So we're going to listen to this song all night long. And when we listen to it, we're going to listen to JoJo sing the lead vocalist. She's the lead vocalist. And we're going to hear her. We're going to see if we can hear her reading. She's reading all the words. She didn't, you know, it wasn't like she was like just feeling it. But see, that's the hard thing. That song is so up-tempo and it's so much fun that it's just hard to believe that you were just reading. Wow.
Yeah, just the verses, the hook, no, but the verses.
Yeah, the verses.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. But like I said, it was history being made, and I didn't even know it. I had no idea. I didn't have a clue.
I didn't have a clue. I was the same way.
Oh, and the other thing too about that particular song, it was getting ready to do the videos. He said, "Well, what should we, you know, do as a video?" He asked me about a video, and I said, "All Night Long." He said, "Ah, that's not going to be no hit." He said, "So we did Boys, and we did Candyman." And the video that's out there was taken from, that was lifted from a television show, Top of the Pops in London.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
That wasn't exactly a video. It was a television show that was like broadcast all over Europe.
And, very cool.
It has a story. That has a story too. That dress cost $5. I had it on. I wore it on the plane. They lost my luggage, and I had to do the video in that dress. It was sad.
Wow, that's crazy.
They lost my luggage. Oh my god.
Did you hold it? Did
I
you guys
I,
put
I
Amsterdam
too? No.
Y'all didn't perform in Amsterdam.
Where did you go? I didn't.
Okay. I was just wondering because it seems like you've been to a lot of the same places I've been to, so wondering if
I've been there, but not with them. I was seeing the background for Barry White when I went to Amsterdam and Rotterdam and Germany and Switzerland and France and
Nigeria.
Italy,
what about Lagos, Nigeria?
I never got a chance to go to Africa at all, but I did go to Iraq. I went to Iraq.
Oh, okay.
For the military.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got to get you to South Africa. You got to go into the motherland. You got to visit the motherland.
I have to.
Yeah.
I always said I want to go before I get too old to enjoy it.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. It's so beautiful. And the people are just so amazing. Anyway.
It's a long flight. What is it? 24 hours, right? It's a 24-hour flight, right?
Well, 22 hours, but that's if you, you know, like if you fly in from L.A. to London, that's 12 hours right there. And then from London to South Africa, Johannesburg is 10 hours. So you get a break in between. You know, you'll land, and then you switch, and then you get on another plane, and then you go down to South Africa. So it's still a long flight, because I remember coming back. I was in the cockpit with the pilots. This was in the early 80s. They didn't care then. Everything is fine. They didn't have cuckoo birds running around trying to make the plane crash. So we had a great time. I mean, you know, and I was so bored. And I remember just walking around. I had to move. I was bored. And they said, well, come up here. And I was like, what? Come on. I came up and they showed me around and told me this. I was like, wow. And looking out the window and I'm like, wow, look at this. And then I started getting scared. I was like, I am really high right now. We're like 20,000 feet in the air. Wait a minute. Okay. Hold on. But anyway, God bless you, sweetheart. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We love you so much, JoJo. And
you are so welcome. And anytime. I know this is impromptu, but anytime. It's always great talking to you.
I'm going to close out the show with one of your songs, too, one of your solo songs. My favorite Pink. Oh, I love that song.
Okay. I'm working on a new one. I did the lead vocal for it on Monday, and that's all I'm telling you.
Oh, congratulations. All right, guys. So everybody get ready to concentrate on JoJo singing lead vocals in the verses. Reading. We love
you,
JoJo.
Right,
God
love
bless you, sweetheart. All right,
okay,
you take care.
Bless everybody. Good luck on your workout.
All right, we love you, girl. Here we go.
Hey, boy. Would you meet me on the roof tonight? I got a surprise for you. me on the rooftop in the night.
I'm gonna give it to you.
Come and get my love tonight.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Guys, JoJo and I are up and out of here. Hope you enjoyed her reading rendition. Oh my God, all night long. Thank you, JoJo. You're so sweet for coming on and sharing that story. That was a beautiful story.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you. And I thank your listening audience too for listening to my crazy story.
Yes, we enjoyed it very, very much. And thanks to McFadden and Whitehead doing their thing in the background. But I said I'm going to play this song. And so, JoJo, here's your song once again. Miss JoJo, oh, man, my favorite things. And
Thank you.
Some new stuff coming out. So she's going to keep us posted, right, JoJo, when your new stuff's coming out?
Yes, I'll keep you posted. Make sure you get a copy.
Okay, great, great. All right, guys, here we go, JoJo. Love you, JoJo.
Love you, too.
And blue woolen mittens.
Hello? Hello? JoJo?